It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite Hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports boosters.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
And welcome to State Championship Saturday. It's the final day and the last game of the 2020-21 high school basketball season. This year, unlike last season, we will have championship action, and we will finish the season right. We're live at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, where today, for the Class 3A girls state title in basketball, the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays get set to take on the Cheney Lady Cardinals. A pleasant good afternoon, basketball fans, alongside studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke with you. It's Sabatha 23-2 taking on Cheney, who is 25-0 on the season. For the Cardinals, they're in the state semifinals for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Of course, ended the season in the semifinals a season ago. They lost the championship game 2 years back to another Big Seven League team, and that was Royal Valley in an overtime matchup. The Sabatha Lady Blue Jays, meanwhile, are at state for the first time in basketball since 2016. They placed second that year, and today the Lady Jays are vying for their third girls' basketball championship in school history. It's been a wild ride, especially for the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays in second-year head coach Nate Bauman. After winning and avenging losses in rubber match contests in overtime against Royal Valley and double overtime against Nemaha Central to win sub-state, the Blue Jays won earlier this week against Silver Lake and then won their semifinal here in Hutch on Thursday, 57-55 on a buzzer beater against Chugeton. The Cheney Lady Cardinals have not been tested too many times this season, and they won easily on Thursday night here in Hutch, 62-46 over Frontenac. Their first-round state tournament game was a barn burner, and it went to double overtime as well before they beat Halstead 51-50. No doubt two of the best teams in the state, and today they're set to vie for all the marbles in the girls' 3A girls' state basketball championship. Sabatha looking to bring another one back to Titletown after a couple state football championships here in Hutch, a couple baseball titles, a couple golf titles in the last few years as well, and now after a state volleyball championship for many of these Sabatha Lady Blue Jay girls, they're trying to win one on the basketball hardwood here this afternoon. Excited to bring you the play-by-play here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, and also streaming worldwide and free online at msesports.net. Our pregame show is presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, just off Highway 75 in Holton. We'll take a Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout, and when we return, we'll be joined by Sabatha second-year head coach Nate Bauman. It's the road to the championship and the final game coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam jam, bang!
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Justin Fluke with you. It's Championship Saturday, the final day of the high school basketball season, and the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays set to take on the Cheney Cardinals here for the title today. Nate Bauman, the head coach, joins me of the Lady Jays. And Coach, the 57-55 win over Hugoton, how long did it take you to kind of come down from that one? Certainly an exciting, emotional win as you punched your ticket to state back on Thursday night. And how's it been since then?
Oh, man, just a lot of fun. I mean, obviously thinking back to that victory and all the things that we did well to put us in a position to even make the last play that you don't think about right after it's over. You kind of go back and think, man, this had to happen, and this had to happen, and this girl had to make a play. And they all did. Nobody blinked and just found a way to get it done. So just so proud of them and so happy they got to experience that on this court. And obviously giving us a chance to play today was what we really wanted.
Probably a little bit like Substate. It is nice to have one day in between to prepare for a championship game. What all were you able to do yesterday as far as kind of prepare for Cheney and get the girls some gym time?
Yeah, well, coaches and I stayed up pretty much all night Thursday night getting our plan ready, and then we watched some film with them yesterday morning. They did some other things. We kind of got them out of the hotel and moving around a little bit. And while we kept working, and then we had practice yesterday afternoon and walked through this morning, and I think we're as ready as we can be.
Cheney's obviously really good. They're undefeated. They've been here the last couple of years before as well. So what do you feel like are kind of keys and what stands out as you prepare for Cheney?
Well, they've got a couple of really dynamic scorers in the Shear girl and the McCormick girl, and that we really have to keep an eye on. And, you know, we typically play our zone defense, so that makes it even more of a challenge. We'll mix it up on them a little bit today, I think, and do some different things defensively. But zone is what's brought us here, so we're going to make sure we use that as well, and hopefully we can get out and find them. The other thing is, just like Hugoton, they're really going to pressure us, so we're going to have to attack that pressure. I thought we did a good job of that Thursday night, at least for the first three or three and a half quarters, and then we got on our heels a little bit for a few minutes there. But we just need to keep in attack mode and all of us be confident enough to score it when the opportunity presents itself.
Coach Nate Bauman joins us. We talked about the leadership and the experience on your team and most of these girls having been here to win the state volleyball title. I'm sure these girls are confident, not fazed, and won't be again here today in the title game, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a huge advantage to have been here, not only just for volleyball, but a lot of them will be here watching older brothers play down here, or older sisters play, and so they're familiar with the arena, they're familiar with the town, they're familiar with staying in the hotel, and I think that really does give you an advantage. Kind of feels like second home when you walk in here and shooting it. We shot well the other night, even with the deep backdrop. Sometimes you're concerned about that as a coach, but we shot it well, so we haven't had to worry about that at all. I think they're ready to go.
Final thought, Coach. You know, got to the state championship game in 2016, but Sabetha's kind of been title town. You've been down here for a couple football championships, obviously the baseball team. You know, there's been a lot of titles, volleyball earlier this year. But what I guess would it mean to get one in basketball? It's been a while since 2004.
Yeah, it would be huge, and I think, you know, for the girls' parts of the athletic, you know, they got the volleyball one there for a stretch there. It was all boys' stuff, it seemed like, and now we're kind of, the girls are really taking over and playing well in lots of different sports. So I think it'd be big for them. It'd be big for our program. We've been here several times, but it's hard to do, and it's hard to get here, and it's hard to win it, and you need a little bit of luck, and you need a little bit of good fortune, and we had some of that the other night. So, what it really would mean for me is that these girls get to celebrate again, and I just want to see that kind of celebration and see that kind of joy. That'd be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Good luck, Coach. Enjoy it today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. It's a state championship here in 3A basketball live from Hutch. Our pregame will continue after this on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. In our office, we believe in proactive care and want to make health care more about restoring health rather than treating symptoms and managing pain. In other words, we feel the best way to treat neck pain, back pain, and headaches is to not get neck pain, back pain, and headaches. These problems respond very well to chiropractic care, and we have a 95% satisfaction rate treating these conditions. Our consultations are always free, so call us at 284-0088 to get started on your path to wellness today.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
If you burn fuel, Berwick Co-op Oil Company in Sabetha can save you money on gas, diesel, and propane contracting every day of the year. Stop into the Berwick offices located at Sabetha and Pride on South Highway 75 and talk to them about locking in your lowest gas, diesel, and propane price. Berwick Co-op Oil is the leader in contracting fuel to save you money. Stop in today, Berwick Co-op Oil in Sabetha, Kansas.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Kansas Land Radio. Just a couple minutes away from tip-off in the 3A Girls State Championship basketball game, the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays to take on the undefeated Cheney Lady Cardinals. Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke here on 103.9 FM, KNZA Hiawatha, and streaming free and worldwide online today at mscsports.net. It's time now to meet today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview, with the great lineup of used vehicles on the lot and online at holthausautohouse.com. Sabetha will be the visitors on the scoreboard again today, and they're in their road navy blue uniforms under Coach Nate Bauman with the white numerals and letters. And the Sabetha starters will be the same. They include 5'5 junior Emily Krebs in the backcourt with 5'8 senior Melina Schumann. On the wing, it's 5'8 senior Cameron Wessel. And at the forward spots, 5'10 senior Leah Renier and 6' senior Nicole Stahlbaumer. Sabetha averaging 47 points per game, led by the duo of Schumann and Renier, who combined for 41 in Thursday's semifinal victory and are both averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per game this season. Sabetha, though, a team known for their defense, still allowing less than 30 points a game to opponents this season. Sabetha won it all in 2004, also in 1997 for girls' state basketball titles. Their opponent, the Cheney Lady Cardinals, are at state and in the semis for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Cheney, in their last title appearance 2 years ago, lost a big 7-foot Royal Valley in an overtime contest. They're under the direction of Coach Rod Shear, whose daughter Kylie Shear is the standout and a two-time Class 3A Kansas Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Rod Shear has spent some time coaching college ball at Neosho County and Newman University, now leading the Cardinals for the last decade. The Cheney starting lineup will go like this. 5'6 senior Lexi Klein in the backcourt with 5'8 senior Kylie Shear. 23 points per game for Kylie Shear, nearly 2,000 for her high school career. She's committed to play at Emporia State. Also starting is 5'7 junior Bryn McCormick, who's a transfer, played at Scott City the last few years. She averages 12 points a game, second in her first year as a junior with the Cardinals. In the post for Cheney, it's 6'1 sophomore Campbell Haig and also 5'11 junior Lacey Lears. Cheney will be in the home white uniforms here tonight, and they are the home team on the scoreboard. They score 63 points per game. Cheney has scored over 80 points twice in girls basketball games this season, and five more times of posting at least 70 points in a contest. How will that prolific Cheney offense fare against Sabatha's phenomenal defense here today? Cheney beat Frontenac after the double overtime win for them against Halstead to open the state tournament earlier this week. Sabatha will have the basketball first. The Blue Jays will be going from right to left on your dial in this opening half as we're set to begin, and the Blue Jays get it into Minnie Schumann. One-on-one as Cheney starts defensively in a man-to-man. Schumann to the left side. Scored an early basket off the tip here in Hutch on Thursday. Down low to Renier this time, and it bounces in. It hit the rim a few times, but she hit the game winner as time expired to beat Cugeton on Thursday, and it's Renier getting the first two of the afternoon for the Lady Jays here against Cheney. Shear is a threat, and the Cardinals love to shoot from deep. They've made over 130 triples on the year. Here's one for Shear, and it's good. Nothing but net. Kylie's made 56 threes this year, over 70 a season ago, and the Cardinals take a one-point lead, a team that shoots over 30% from long range. Here's Renier driving all the way. Missed the shot, but a rebound by Stahlbaumer. Nicole triple-teamed in the paint, in trouble. Took a dribble, and then they say she traveled with it. So an offensive rebound. Stahlbaumer had six boards and three blocks Thursday against Hugoton. She'll have a couple 5'11 and 6'1 girls to contend with here on the inside today as the Blue Jays in a 2-3 zone. They get the offensive rebound, but then commit the game's first turnover. Here's a high post touch for Lacey Lears. Up top to Lexi Klein, missed part of this basketball season. Back with the team in mid-February. This pass down, though, the shot too hard off the glass, missed by Lears. Sabatha clears the glass as Stahlbaumer has another rebound. Schumann looks to the bench. Coach Nate Bauman pretending to zip up his shirt, as he calls a zip offensive play. These coaches have put a ton of time in the last 34 or so hours to get this team ready for this state championship here today. And Renier slid the pivot foot. They got it to her on the low block. But as she was looking for cutters, thinking about making a pass or turning to shoot, that foot slid, and it's the second turnover on the Lady Jays. Renier, 21 points, 8 rebounds on Thursday. Schumann had 20 points and 7 boards. Those girls combined for 6 three-point shots. Klein has it over on the far side to McCormick. Cheney and the home whites going left to right, passing the lane, tipped away from Shear, and the Blue Jays come up with it. First turnover on Cheney. Cardinals lead by 1. Pass ahead to Krebs, who did hit a 3 as well on Thursday. Now drives the lane, scoots it to Renier, open, but drives into the lane, now kicks to the far corner. Krebs steps back, it's a 3, it's high off the rim, no good, rebound by the Cardinals. Lear's able to get it, and here comes Klein. Under 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Huge crowd on hand, losing the handle, the ball knocked free from Lear's. Our turnovers are even at 2. Here comes Schumann in transition, was phenomenal at that on Thursday, this time lost the handle. Ball picked up by Cheney, then Schumann dives and pokes it out of bounds. But it will belong to the Cardinals. Has some early nerves in this one. 3 turnovers now on the Lady Jays, who trail 3-2. 5:45 as the clock winds. No pressure against Cheney. Coach Shear barking the offensive play. His assistant this year is Sarah McCormick, who had taken the Scott City girls team to the state tournament for the last 5 years, but she moved to Cheney, brought her daughter, a starter, Bryn McCormick with her. Here's a triple banked in on the left wing, and kind of a smile and tomahawk shot by Bryn McCormick, who's now made 44 three-pointers as well this year. The Cardinals lead 6-2. That's McCormick we were talking about, the Scott City product. Here's Renier at the elbow, trying to drive back to the basket. Now spins, goes up, banks it in. The wide array of post moves for Leah Renier, who has all 4 points for the Lady Blue Jays. Under 5 minutes we go here in the first quarter. The lob to Haig, a touch at the high post. She doesn't do much offensively, less than 4 a game. Here's a 3 by Shear, high off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Schumann. She turns and wants to run. The Blue Jays are 3-on-3. Schumann crosses to the far side, out to Lukert. Now Renier, the trailer, fakes a 3, drives left side, strong layup, good. We're tied at 6, and Leah Renier's come to play here on Super Saturday. She's got all 6 for the Lady Jays with 4:35 to go here in the opening quarter. Kylie Shear harassed by Cameron Westall atop that zone with Emily Krebs. Sabetha does plan to mix it up a little bit today as well. Cardinals hit their first two triples but missed one a moment ago. Here's McCormick, banked one in and has this shot blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Leah Renier. And now our first substitution to the night as Cheney will go to the bench twice, bringing in Olivia Albers, a 5'11 junior. And also in is Leah Durer, a 6-foot sophomore. So 5'11 and 6-foot. First two subs off the Cheney bench. Here's a drive by Klein. Beat her Sabetha defender. Got fouled on the way to the basket. This foul's on the floor, so still no free throws in this game. Currently tied at 6 as Shear will trigger it in. And the first foul against the Sabetha Lady Jays is on Emily Krebs here today in Hutchinson. Quickly around the wing, and now up top, Klein thought about a triple, gets it to Shear against Krebs into the lane. Tough shot with the left hand, and she traveled with the basketball. Turnovers are even at 3. Sabetha 41-1 to win the state volleyball championship for the first time in school history. They did that in Hutch earlier in this school sports season during the fall. Now trying to get one in basketball for just the third time in program history. Won it all in 97 and in 2004. Stahlbomber near side, Krebs. Renier's had all the offense, 4 minutes in. Krebs to the low block without the dribble, now in trouble. Has to turn and scoop up a shot, but it's no good. Backside rebound by Olivia Albers. Here comes Lexi Klein, one of just two seniors on the team for Cheney. Klein and Shear, the only two seniors for Coach Rod Shear. Kylie hands it back to McCormick. They run the weave against the Sabetha 2-3 zone. Klein looking for the skip pass. Krebs up in her grill. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Now inside. Touchdown, though, to the right baseline. 10-foot shot off the back side. Rebounded by Sabetha. Leah Durer missing her first attempt of the contest. And the Lady Blue Jays look to take the lead. Schumann with the dribble. Stahlbomber sets the screen. Schumann drives right. Crashes to the basket. Shot up, partially blocked, and rebounded by Cheney. Albers at 5'11 got a piece of that one. Here comes Klein. We're 5 minutes in. A steal by Wessel. Bobbled it. Saved it in on the far side. Right in front of Coach Bauman and the Blue Jay bench. Good defense by Cameron, but Cheney keeps the ball. Bounce pass to the near wing. Shears got it. Triple threat position. Renier steps out on her. Now at the foul line, it's Durer taking a look. Top of the key, Klein to the foul line. Drives. Dumps it down low. Right side around Stahlbomber. This jumper missed by McCormick, but an offensive board. And now on the right wing, it's Shear faking the three. Got by Renier. Left-hand floating shot, no good. Offensive board again, and the third time is the charm. Leah Durer scores for the first time. It's 8-6 Cheney with a pair of big offensive rebounds there for the Cardinals. Sabetha got out-rebounded against Chukotin, gave up some second-chance points on Thursday night. Played with the lead through much of that game. It was a game of big momentum swings. Here's a three by Schumann. Left side, it's short. And the offensive board by Krebs on a long rebound. Now down low, this one bounced off the hands of Renier. Sabetha's fourth turnover. Shear in transition against Wessel. Stops and then takes off again. And is fouled by Cameron Wessel. It's her first personal foul and team foul number 2. Kind of interesting the way they have things set up. It's assigned seating, but instead of one team being on one side of the court and the other team on the other, you have Sabetha fans on one side of the gymnasium, half of them on one side and the other half on the opposite side of the court, but same side of the arena. And the same for Cheney, who sold their allotment of nearly 500 tickets. Sabetha sold over 400 tickets for this state title game today, and the Cardinals lose it out of bounds on the inbound play after the Wessel foul. Our turnover is now even at 4, and Cheney going to apply some full-court pressure. Sabetha's gone to their bench for the first time. Mary Lukert checking in, a 5'7 sophomore. Also for the Lady Jays, 5'6 senior Abby Russell. Krebs will handle the basketball against Shears. Very good defensively. Crossover on the screen now from Renier. Leah gets the ball. A two-point deficit for Sabetha. Backdoor cut to Schumann. Nice pass, Renier. Missed layup. Minnie then tapped the ball to Lukert as the Blue Jays keep possession. Skip pass over to Krebs. A minute 35 to go here in the opening frame. Krebs looking to the bench. Coach Bauman says, let's zip it up again. Krebs one-on-one against Shear. Blue Jays have missed a couple easy ones going to the basket. Schumann's missed her first two. Lukert down low, and that's out of bounds when Krebs caught it underneath the bucket. A turnover, the fifth one against the Lady Jays. Sabetha 19-4 a season ago. Might have been here in Hutchinson, certainly one of the top teams in the state, but three losses to their rival Nemaha Central. They beat this year in double OT in the sub-state title game last Saturday. Cheney leading 8-6 will back it out near half court. Brooklyn Wiwi, a 5'7 junior, is in for the Cardinals for the first time. She averages 7 points a game and leads the team with 83 assists. Left side, here's a triple. That's good. Stroked in by Corey Leeds. The 5'7 junior hits the third three-point basket for Genie, who now leads by five. Luker looking underneath, but it's stolen away by Shear. Great drop down defensively there by Shear to intercept us about the pass. Now Shear, the two-time 3A State Basketball Player of the Year, bounces it left baseline to Durr. Back to Shear on the wing. The clock down to 30 seconds. Neither team's called a timeout here in the first 8 minutes of play. High post, Durr kicks it out. Another three. It's Lease again. This one in and out. Rebound tipped and tipped again and controlled by Lukert. Schumann's got it, and the Jays have 20 seconds to shoot. Melina into the half court. Ahead to Krebs. Fakes the three. Lost the handle, but a reach-around foul here against the Cardinals, which is their first foul of this contest. It'll give Sabata the ball on their offensive end with 15 seconds to go. 11-6 our score. Genie leading. Wessel in, replacing Lukert. And in for the Cardinals comes Campbell Haig, a 6'1 sophomore. Genie will go about 10 deep here today. Stahlbaumer in and Russell out for the Lady Jays for this opportunity as they line up four spread out across from one side of the court to the other at the foul line. Krebs tip of the circle. Clock now down to 10. Looks to the sideline, and Coach Bauman with a different play call. Double screen set. Krebs drives right around Stahlbaumer, leaves it for Wessel. 5 seconds. Stahlbaumer looks left. Nobody there. 2 seconds. Krebs throws up a prayer, and it's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Genie, 11. Sabatha, 6. We head to a one-minute timeout in the 3A Girls State Championship. Live from Hotch here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabatha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabatha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabatha, Kansas.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke with you. Start of the second quarter. Genie has the basketball. Cardinals leading Sabatha 11-6, and a three-pointer is in there by Lexi Klein. Genie's now made 4 3-point baskets and opened up the biggest lead of the day. It's 14-6. Cardinals now on top. Melinda Schumann has it with Leah Renier, Nicole Stahlbaumer, Krebs, and Lukert out there. Is it drive by Schumann? No good. The rebound comes to Stahlbaumer. Kick out to Krebs. Now near side Wessel. Can't get off the three as McCormick flies at her. Now backing away to the basket. The ball knocked free. It goes to Renier on the left wing. Renier to the foul line. Leah scored all 6 for Sabatha. This time her pocket pick. Diving on the floor. We get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Lady Jays. Sabatha down early, 6-2, tied it at 6, but now an 8-0 run by Genie that's carried into this second quarter with their fourth three-point basket of the day. Lob in to Renier at the elbow, got a screen from Stahlbaumer. Back between the circles it goes to Krebs. Cardinals have been man-to-man defensively since the opening tip. Sabatha will back it near the timeline, and now Krebs goes in motion against Shear. A minute gone by, second quarter. Krebs stumbling, losing her balance on the baseline. Thought there might have been some contact coming, but instead a turnover, and it's now the 7th one against the Lady Jays. Genie will bring the ball from left to right. A member of the Central Plains League, which they won again this season. Here's a dump down high-low, no-help defense, missed bunny by Haig. And Sabatha gets the rebound. Wessel has a breakdown defensively by Sabatha, but they catch a break as Haig missed one wide open point blank on the low block. Coach Shear clapping his hands saying, hey, take your time, finish those shots. Don't make it harder than it is. 6:30 to go in the half. Pass over to Schumann, who shoots the three. We need to get her going. And there we go. Timeout by Sabatha as the Blue Jays hit a three-point shot for the first time this afternoon. Minnie Schumann's made 43 of them, and Sabatha's back within five. We'll take this timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Jimmy 14, Sabatha 9 here on KNZA.
Schenck Process in Sabatha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Schenck Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Schenck Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
High quality dental care is a team effort at the practice of Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabatha. The staff works together to provide preventative education and comprehensive treatment for the entire family. For an appointment, call Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabatha, 284-2323.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you. Hutchinson Sports Arena, 3A Girls State Basketball title game. Jeannie's got the ball out of a Sabatha timeout. First called timeout by either team. Lexi Klein, this one almost went out of bounds on the far side to McCormick. High post tag, turns and looks down though, but this time Albers is covered up. Kick out the Shear, three-point shot, it's short. Offensive board, Hag dribbles up over Stahlbaumer, count the basket, plus one, as Cheney with another offensive rebound, their fourth one here in this opening half. Foul number three against Sabatha, and the first personal on Nicole Stahlbaumer. So the Blue Jays got a three by Minnie Schumann prior to the timeout, but now Hag converts on a three-point play, making the free throw to give the Cardinals back an eight-point advantage. 5:55 to go till halftime. Jeannie 17 and Sabatha 9. Substitution for the Cardinals for Sabatha. Mary Lukert is in right now instead of Emily Krebs for their starting lineup. Schumann slams on the brakes. Now goes to work. Kicks it up top to Renier, who had made only 2 3-pointers in the first 23 games this season. And she hit two of them in the state semifinals here on Thursday, including one to tie it with 8 seconds left. Now Schumann a three. That's no good. Luker couldn't chase down the rebound as Lexi Klein comes away with it. Cardinals looking to go up double digits. They lob it down low. Easy basket. Hag in transition. Hag has scored five in a row, the 6'1 sophomore, and the lead is now 10 for the Lady Cardinals. 19-9 with 5:15 left here in the second quarter. Pass back to Renier, drives, looks to thread it underneath to Stahlbaumer. Tough catch, but able to corral it and pump it in off the window. Nicole Stahlbaumer scores her first points, and the Blue Jays needed those. Down 19-11 with under five to go here in the first half. Shear has it. She's one of four different players that have made a triple for Cheney, and that's forcing Sabatha to go man-to-man. And in the man-to-man, Cheney's found the high post down to the low post and had some success scoring at the block. Here's a missed shot by Cheney, saved in to Leah Renier. Renier dribbling up the court and a foul. A little reach-in. It's going to go against Brooklyn Wee-Wee. And that is her first personal, team foul number two on the Cardinals. Sabatha has it with 4:41 to go here in this second quarter at the end of our game during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show live from Hutch today. We'll pick a player to bank on that's courtesy of the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Jeannie stays player-to-player defense. Shear is matched up on Schumann with Krebs on the bench. Schumann to the left side, lobs it down low to Renier. Leah taking a look at the basket, nothing there. Now pivots, tries to go through a double team, lost it. She's on the floor. We get a jump ball, and the Blue Jays will keep it as Cheney had it to begin the second quarter. 4:24 left in the half. Blue Jays down 8, trailed briefly by 10. And a substitution for both teams as Krebs is back for the Lady Jays, and for Cheney, it's Corey Leese. Schumann on the inbounds underneath their own basket. Krebs comes to the corners, covered up. Ball goes to the foul line. Renier up and drew the foul. Leah will have the first free throws for the Blue Jays here this afternoon. Leah made 5 of 8 free throws against Hugoton on Thursday. First free throw today is good. Renier scored the first 6 for the Lady Jays and now has a team high and a game high, 7 points. Stahlbaumer out for a breather as Abby Russell comes back in. Renier takes a look and shoots and fires and hits. She's got 8. Blue Jays make their first 2 free throws. They hit 10 of 15 against Tucatin and needed the ball the other night to win by 2 on a buzzer beater. around the wing to the far side. Lees hands it off to McCormick. Comes to the right elbow, and now without the dribble, Krebs denying the pass. Now it's into the hands of Wee Wee, who's fouled. And Brooklyn will head to the charity stripe. Genie's one for one at the line. They're a 62% free throw shooting team on the year. They were in the state semifinals along with Nemoth Central a year ago here in Hutch before it was canceled due to COVID. This free throw by Wee Wee, no good. She's 68% on the year. Has over 100 steals for Cheney and leads him in assist. Second free throw coming after the first personal on Mary Lukert of the Lady Jays. And Wee Wee hits the second free throw, her first point. She goes to the bench. Now for Cheney, seven different girls have scored. They've already played 10. Lexi Klein comes into the game as the lead is 7 for the Cardinals. Approaching the four-minute mark here in the second stanza. Schumann quickly off the dribble. The kick out to Krebs through the lane, up top to Luker. Mary drives right side and almost traveled. Out to Schumann, a triple on the right wing. It's short, long rebound. Schumann gets it back to the basket. Overshot this one, and it's an air ball rebounded by Cheney. Another good look there by Schumann on the follow, but might have rushed it a bit. When you got 5'11", 6'1", hands flying in your face, that certainly can play a factor. Here's Shear. Lost the handle at the elbow, hands it off to the basket. McCormick stops, shoots from 10 feet. That's no good. Schumann rips down another rebound. Checks the clock. Pushes it ahead to Lukert. In transition. Layup right side. You betcha! Mary Lukert with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Sabatha would love to see Lukert build some confidence and be a big factor on the offensive end early this afternoon. Lukert with her first 2 points and a free throw pending. The foul against Cheney on McCormick. It's her first, and our team fouls are now even at 4. Blue Jays trying to pull it to 4, and Lukert misses. Our score 20-15. Mary is 67% free throw shooter, but missed that one. She made 4 of 5 on Thursday against Hugoton, all in the fourth quarter. Here's Clyde. Blue Jays need to stop. They're playing man-to-man after Cheney made 4 three-point baskets. Down low, Shear. Banks it in over Krebs. Kylie Shear at 5'8", the future Emporia State Hornet, puts the Cardinals back up 7. We head south of 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Schumann drives all the way to the basket, and it bounced, and it fell off the front of the rim. Hit the iron 3 times, but would not fall. Schumann struggling a bit offensively, just 1 of 7 to start the game. 2:45 to go here until the break. Bounce pass on the right wing. Behind the three-point line, it's Lacey Lears. Passes it to Alberts. Around the horn to the left side, Klein. Sabatha still man-to-man, and a timeout by Coach Rod Shear. First called timeout by Cheney. One timeout by both coaches here in the first half. We'll take the break with our score. The undefeated Cheney Cardinals 22 and the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays 15. We're back after this. It's a 30-second timeout on the local sports authority, KNZA.
Scobie Bros of Sabatha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
For custom garages, cheap steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabatha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabatha today.
Kansaland Radio.
We constantly talk about the Big 7 League being one of the best, if not the best, league in the state of Kansas. Certainly in the Class 3A ranks, they have dominated, and especially through the last decade or so. Girls sports, boys sports, and Sabatha alone has won 2 state football titles, 2 state baseball titles, 2 golf championships, a volleyball title earlier this season, and now a Big 7 League team for the 4th time in 5 years back in the 3A state girls basketball title. Earl Valley won it all 2 years ago. Here's a 3 by Cheney. McCormick out of the timeout. It's no good. And an over-the-back foul on the Cardinals as Abby Russell at inside position. The personal will go against Lacey Lears. Sabatha trailing 22-15 with 2:21 to go here in the first half. Nate Bauman says this team has not been phased all year. They've experienced everything. Had to battle Big 7 League opponents a 3rd time, beating Royal Valley in overtime and Nemaha in 2 OTs to get to the state tournament for the first time since 16. Here's the handoff from Renier to Schumann. Pass near side, Wessel. Attacks. kicks out. Renier, wide open. Three-point shot. Booyah! Leah Renier with a triple. She's hit three in the state tournament and now has five for the season. Renier has 11, and the Blue Jays are back within four. Renier trying to help catapult this Blue Jay team to the third state title. A three long, missed by Shear, rebound by Russell. Sabatha ended the first half strong on Thursday night. Can they do it here? Down by 10 earlier, they throw this one away. Wessel's pass tipped by Shear. Now the pass ahead to Shear. In transition, a layup and a late foul from the official at half court trailing the play as Shear made the layup. And now we'll have a free throw to boot. Shear now with 7 points. She holds the state record, scoring 38 as a sophomore in her first state tournament basketball game appearance. The foul was number two on Cameron Wessel. The free throw for Shear is money. She's 72% on the year. Boy, that was big. As Sabatha had a possession down 22-18. But they turn it over for the eighth time. And an and-one three-point play for the Cardinals at the other end. A minute 29 left here in the first half. Full court pressure now by Cheney. Sabatha's handled that pretty well, but they struggle to get it in. Renier finally finds Schumann coming right in front of her to get the ball. Now the pass back to Renier. The seniors just willing their team to the state title game earlier this week and last week as well. Renier carried it. Little stop and go there, and that's turnover number 9 against Sabatha, who trails by 7 points. Sabatha started 2-3. Cheney hit 4 shots from behind the half moon, and now the Blue Jays have been man-to-man. Cheney hasn't hit the 3-ball since, but they've been able to get some points going to the basket. Had a second chance points and have scored in transition as well. Here's a strip by Schumann, but the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Cheney. 1:05 left here in the first half. Throwing it in, it'll be Brooklyn Wee-Wee, the junior at 5'7". That left shoulder in a break. She lobs this one up top to Albers, trying to get separation. Now flips it to the near corner. Wee-Wee on the wing to Shear. Shear guarded by Mary Luker to just check back in. Shear. 5 second count. How about you some defense, Mary Luker? Only turnover number 5 against the Cardinals. But Shear got caught there without the dribble, holding the basketball too long. Sabatha's got to score. We need some offense as they get it into Krebs. Players, two of them hitting the deck. Boy, Cheney's really defending physical here today. Renier takes off. Nice pass. Stahlbomber wasn't quite ready, but fouled on her shot. And Coach Shear jumps out on the court with two thumbs up in the air saying, I thought it was a jump. Instead, Stahlbomber to the charity stripe. As this foul is number 6 on Cheney and the first on Campbell Haig. Stahlbomber at the line, and she got it. That does not look like a free throw from a player that's made just 11% of her free throws this season. That one, nothing but net. Can Stahlbomber do it again? Now with 3 points in the ball game, this free throw is short. Lukert had it, couldn't hang on. Cheney with the possession, and perhaps will start to hold maybe and think about the final shot of this half, but they don't like to stall. This is a team scoring 63 points per game. Right wing, it's Wee-Wee through the lane. Tough shot up, and it's no good. Offensive board flying in there was Albers. Kick out to Shear. Dagger! 3-point shot! Gosh darn! Kylie Shear, more second chance points for Cheney, and the Cardinals are up 9. Huge offensive board, and the kick out to Shear for the triple. Now 12 seconds to go. Blue Jays down 28-19. Renier, shot blocked at the foul line, but another foul on Cheney. This is their 7th foul. Nobody getting in foul trouble, which did happen to Cheney on Thursday. They actually trailed early 8-1 against Frontenac, but ended up winning the ball game 62-46. Renier at the line, 2-for-2, and this one's no good off the back lip. Sabatha's missed 3 of their last 4 free throws as they try to carve this deficit down a bit. And there's 7 seconds left here in the half. Renier going to try one more time. Has 11 points. Now 12 as the second free throw is good. Second personal on Olivia Albers, by the way. The first Cheney player with 2 fouls. Cameron Wessel, the only Blue Jay with 2 fouls. Lexi Klein will let this ball bounce and pick it up at the timeline, leading by 8. 7 seconds left. Over to Albers. Now on the far side, boy, players hitting the deck down, though. Here's a shot, no, but a foul with 5/10 of a second remaining. The foul will send Campbell Haig to the line for two freebies to basically end this second quarter. And that's what Cheney's done after hitting those early threes, getting Sabatha out of their 2-3 zone. Cheney's been able to use a high-low effective and get a lot of high-percentage shots down there near the basket. First free throw good for Haig. She's got 7 points all in this second quarter. Only scoring 4 and outing as a sophomore. Second free throw no good. Russell rebounds, and that'll take us to halftime. Cheney leading through the majority of this first 16 minutes. They were up at 1 point by 10. At the break, it's the Cardinals 29 and the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays 20. Our halftime show from Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton. It's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Ever been in a classy restaurant that also sold furniture and home decor, plus had a wine lounge and full bar? Say hello and step inside Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabatha. A truly unique experience that will put a smile on your face and your tummy. Brick Street has a full salad bar and daily lunch and dinner specials. Order a gourmet burger or their prime ribeye and KC strip steaks. Plus a full bar and 15 self-serve wine options. A truly one-of-a-kind atmosphere. Stop in and experience Brick Street Furniture and Wine Lounge in Sabatha.
C&K Service in Sabatha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. C&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha, helping you get there safely.
Sailor Insurance Service, your independent agency in Sabatha, offers home, auto, commercial, farm, crop, life, and long-term care insurance. The right products and coverage to meet your needs. Call 284-3435 or visit online sailorinsurance.com.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts on Highway 75 in Sabatha. Trust NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, fluids, filters, headlights, wipers, or any part to get the job done. NAPA stocks tools, parts, and equipment, even for marine, lawn and garden, or farm. Sabatha Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer on Highway 75.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke with you at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Halftime of the 3A girls state title game with Cheney leading the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays 29-20. And both teams shoot right about 40%, but here's the big difference. Cheney gets 6 more shots up than Sabatha does in the first half. Two reasons why. One is offensive rebounds, but more importantly, Sabatha with 9 turnovers and Cheney only has 5. So the Blue Jays give up a few extra possessions. Cheney makes 10 of 24 shots, and Sabatha makes just 7 of 18 field goals in the first half. 29-20 is our score at the break, and our first half statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankin and Kay Onler in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation, trust the local experienced professionals on your side. It's the Optimized Tax Management Group. For Sabatha, they have 4 players score, led by Leah Renier, who had all 6 of their points in the first quarter. Sabatha down 11-6 at the end of 1. Leah Renier, though, has 12 points here, which is a game high at the break. Melinda Schumann made a 3-point basket. Nicole Stahlbaumer has 3 points. And Mary Luker to score 2 for the Lady Jays off the bench. Sabatha was 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from three-point land, but the 9 turnovers. Sabatha has 6 fouls. The only player with 2 fouls is Cameron Wessel. And one player that Sabatha certainly got to get going in the second half after a 20-point night Thursday, Melina Schumann, made just 1 of 9 field goal attempts in that first 16 minutes. So Rainier was terrific, but Schumann just 1 of 9 from the floor. Need her to come out and make a basket or two here early to get that confidence and help get Sabatha back in this contest. For the Cheney Lady Cardinals, mentioned they played 10 different girls, and already 7 of them have scored. They are led by Kylie Shear. Got a big three-pointer following an offensive rebound there late in the first half. She scored 11, including 2 triples. Campbell Haig has 6. A three-pointer each for Bryn McCormick, Corey Lease, and Lexi Klein all have a three-point bucket. 2 points for Leah Durr and 1 for Brooklyn Wee-Wee. Cheney was 4 of 6 from the free throw line. They made 5 of 10 from three-point land. So that's a 9-point difference here at the break as well. So about the 2 threes, Cheney hit 5 of them. Only 5 turnovers against the Cardinals. They have 7 fouls. Only player with 2 personals is Olivia Albers for the 25-0 Cheney Lady Cardinals. Again, our halftime score, Cheney 29 and Sabatha 20. The Blue Jays playing catch-up most of this half. They were down early 6-2, did come back and tie it 6-6. But then Cheney had a big lead of this half at 19-9. That was as high as the margin would get at 10. Sabatha got back within 22-18. The Blue Jays pulled within 4 and had the basketball, but they turned it over. And a 3-point play at the other end by the Cardinals gave him a bit of breathing room and separation, and it's Cheney by 9 here at halftime. Again, the halftime show sponsored by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Home of the 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. A lot of time left in this one. Let's take another timeout. We'll have more of our halftime show and look ahead to thoughts on the third quarter. Live at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, it's 3A Girls Championship Basketball here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
When you need repairs on your truck or tractor, take it to Osterhaus Garage in Sabetha, your full-service shop. Dennis will see that your job is done right. That is Osterhaus Garage at 914 Grant in Sabetha.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
For custom garages, Chief Steel buildings, or large implement storage buildings, talk to the guys at Edelman's on Highway 75 in Sabetha. They'll help you get your building planned and built to your specifications. Call Edelman's in Sabetha today.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Shink Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Shink Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Shink Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
High-quality dental care is a team effort at the practice of Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabetha. The staff works together to provide preventative education and comprehensive treatment for the entire family. For an appointment, call Dr. Betsy Tedman in Sabetha,
284-2323. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena with studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside, getting set to begin this third quarter. Sabetha with some work to do, trailing Cheney 29-20. Cheney girls, despite all the recent history, have only won a girls' state basketball championship one time. That was in 2010. They lost the state title game to an undefeated Hugoton squad in 2017 and lost in overtime to Royal Valley 2 years ago here in 2019. That game went to OT, and as a sophomore, Mapia Irving hit a big three-point game-winning shot for the Panthers 2 years ago here in Hutchinson. So about the 23 wins and two losses. They've avenged both those losses to Big Seven foes Royal Valley and Nemaw Central, beating both those teams twice, including overtime substate games last week. But Sabetha, we'll see what they do. 2-3 zone the first quarter. Cheney came out and knocked down four triples early. They have 5 three-pointers at the break. Sabetha then played some man-to-man, and Cheney used some nice size to generate offense inside. Sabetha with no foul trouble. They got to get Minnie Schumann going on the offensive end, and certainly for Sabetha, they got to take a little bit better care of the basketball. Can't give away possession. Sabetha needs to secure more defensive rebounds as well, as the second half is now underway. Cheney and the home whites with the red numerals and letters trimmed in blue. For Coach Rod Shear and his senior daughter Kylie, they go right to left here in this second half. Almost lost the ball as McCormick spins in the far corner. Now at the high post, and Tag with it. He'll take a shot over Stahlbaumer. Misses short. Rebounded by Cameron Wessel. Blue Jays down as many as 10. Never got closer than 4 in the second stanza. Rainier fakes. Drives right at Albert. Shot blocked with a foul as Hegg came over to help, and Campbell Hegg will pick up the personal, sending Leah Rainier to the line. Rainier scored all 6 for Sabetha in the first quarter. She has 12 and has made 3 of 4 free throws. Going to get 2 more here. Couple low dribbles. She spins it, flicks it, and it's no good off the back lip. Second personal foul on Campbell Hegg for Cheney. Won a double overtime game against Halstead in a battle of top 3 ranked teams in the opening round of state tournament in Cheney, 51-50. Second free throw good for Rainier. She now has the Baker's dozen. Sabetha will start man-to-man here in the third quarter. Lob over to Shear. Schumann draws the assignment on the tough Kylie Shear. Pass over to the far side, Lexi Klein. Those are the only 2 seniors on this Cheney team. Here's a drive, shot missed. Stahlbaumer came to help defensively. Coach Shear was begging for a foul call, didn't get it. Krebs finds Schumann, right wing, wide open. Triple in transition, it's no good. Boy, would have loved to see that one go down for Minnie Schumann. Now just 1 of 10 from the floor. 29-21, Cheney with the lead. This game has been extremely physical. Officials have done a great job, but we've had a lot of bodies hitting the deck. Around the screen, Klein lobs it over on the left baseline. Lures on the wing now to Klein. Looks to drive and a foul against Sabetha. Again, Wessel, the only player with 2, but this might be the second personal. Yes, it is. It's on Emily Krebs. No points for Emily. No points for Wessel in the first half. Near still there by Wessel. Tight defense. Now McCormick gets a runner to the basket and missed it. Rebound by the Lady Jays. Rainier got it. Cheney's got a player laying on the floor slow to get to the other end. Here's Rainier in transition. Back to the trailer. Stahlbaumer from the foul line. High off the rim. No good. And Shear catapults to get the rebound. Here comes Kylie quickly on the offensive side. An NBA 3! It's short. Man, she popped it about 3 steps across half court. Now Schumann for the Lady Jays. I mean, Shear can make them from anywhere, but I don't know if that's the look they want here, protecting an 8-point lead that early in a half-court set. Rainier, without the dribble, right of the lane. Pass to Krebs. She'll try the 3 straight away, and it banked, and it's no good. And a reach-in foul after the rebound was secured by Hegg. As a foul here on Sabetha and against Nicole Stahlbaumer. That is the 3rd now on Nicole Stahlbaumer. Into the Cheney lineup comes Brooklyn at Wee-Wee. Sabetha will keep their starting 5 out there, including Stahlbaumer, who has 3 personal fouls. Sabetha's played 7. Cheney's gone 10 deep. Pass to the right wing. It's McCormick, the former Scott City Beaver. Her mom was the head coach there. It took Scott City to stay four the last 5 years, but originally from Garden Plain, and now back in Cheney as an assistant coach. Here's a free throw line jumper, no good, and unable to save it in, despite great effort there by Olivia Albers, as the Cardinal fans in Ochini, less than an hour from here, very close to the Hutchinson Sports Arena, sold their allotment of tickets, but fans really spread out. Atmosphere not what it's been, but hey, we're playing on a Saturday to wrap up the high school basketball season, and we couldn't say that a year ago. Here's Rinier. Foul line, looking from the high post, drives right side, and stripped. Help defense came, and Brooklyn Wee-Wee knocked it away. 10 turnovers on the Lady Jays. Here's Shear, another three-point shot. Everybody left her, a deep one, this one no good. Rebound tipped to Stahlbaumer. Blue Jays need some offense. 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Sabatha doesn't have a field goal yet. Schumann wants to attack. Now to Wessel. Across the foul line, bounce past to Stahlbaumer. Backdoor cut, Schumann. Tough catch, knocked out of bounds by Shear. Clock at 4 minutes and 50 seconds in this third quarter. Lexi Klein back in for the Lady Cardinals. And also returning for Cheney is Lacey Lears. Both these teams, of course, had a day off yesterday. Sabatha, after their emphatic buzzer-beating win Thursday night, stayed in Hutch. Practiced yesterday, did some team activities. Now a three by Schumann on the inbounds. It's no good. Off to the backside. And Molina from three-point land today is now 0 for 4. Blue Jays down 8. 4:40 to go. Here's Wee-Wee kicking it right side. Klein. Klein got a screen. Krebs catches up defensively. Ball bounced to Albers on the left. Shear has it. She's missed a couple long threes here since halftime. Dewar also in there, the 6 foot sophomore. A couple 6 foot sophomores on this Cheney team. Without the dribble, Klein finds Shear up top. Shear against Schumann. Blue Jays man to man. Shear drives. Shot blocked, but a foul this time. Well, put Kylie to the line where she's made 72% this season. Shear has 11 points, including two of the five triples for the Cardinals. Foul on Melina Schumann, her first personal of the day. The free throw for Shear is money. So Kylie's older sister, Peyton, a part of that 2010 Cheney State Championship team, she was phenomenal as well, is now a head coach. Volleyball at Nickerson. Both free throws good by Kylie, who has an older brother as well, part of the Shear family. Both their parents played college basketball. It's definitely in the blood. Blue Jays now down 10 again. 31-21 after the two free throws by Shear. Krebs dribbling up top against Klein. Gets it over to the far side. Luker, who just checked in. Baseline jumper from six. An air ball. Rebound Stahlbaumer. Spun a 360. Missed it. She was open if she would have went right back up, but kind of spun away there and then missed the jumper. Under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Still no field goals for the Lady Jays. And time will become a bigger factor. Bounce pass down low. Wee-Wee shot, no good, but a foul on Mary Lukert. And now four of the five fouls against Sabatha here in this second half. Schumann sends Lukert in to rebound at the foul line as many will go to half court. Looking over to the bench for some encouragement. And coach like the assistant Garrett Michael over there is going to have to start having some fingers magically sewn on his hand. He's running out of fingers for rings, part of a couple state baseball titles and football titles as well. Trying to get one for girls basketball. Both free throws are good. The lead now the largest of the night at 12. Brooklyn Wee-Wee makes both of those free throws. And the Cardinals at the line have made 8 out of 10. They lead 33-21. Schumann, a long, long three on the screen from Rinier. This one hit the rim 3 times off the backboard, and it goes in. And a second called timeout by Nate Bauman today, both times after Schumann has hit the three-point shot, and the Blue Jays desperately needed that one to go down. 3:31 left here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. It's Cheney 33 and Sabatha 24 here on Kansas Land Radio.
Saylor Insurance Service, your independent agency in Sabatha, offers home, auto, commercial, farm, crop, life, and long-term care insurance. The right products and coverage to meet your needs. Call 284-3435 or visit online, saylorinsurance.com.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts on Highway 75 in Sabetha. Trust NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, fluids, filters, headlights, wipers, or any part to get the job done. NAPA stocks tools, parts, and equipment, even for marine, lawn and garden, or farm. Sabetha Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke back with you here in Hutch. Reset of the Holt House Auto House starting lineups for Sabetha. It's Stahlbaumer, Rinier, Lukert out there, along with Schumann and Krebs for Coach Nate Bauman, who has three timeouts remaining. Cheney with the basketball. They break a full court press for the first time today. Now a three-pointer by Wee-Wee that airballs out of bounds. And Sabetha will have it at the 3:17 mark here in the third quarter. So down 12 a moment ago before the triple by Minnie Schumann, who now has 6 points in this game. Scored 20 on Thursday night. Rinier had 21. Those two combined to hit the game winners. Now Rinier in the lane. Shot up and in. Confidence there on the shot by Rinier. A nice 15-foot jump shot to pull the Blue Jays within seven. Under 3 minutes we go. It's a 1-2-2 full court press. Cheney able to break it again. Pass to the left side. Albers mishandled it and it goes out of bounds. Only the second Cheney turnover since the first quarter. They had four in the first quarter, one in the second, now one in the third. That's six turnovers by Cheney here today. Can the Blue Jays get within 4 or 5? Schumann all the way to the baseline. Pass deflected to Rinier up top. Rinier gets a screen from Schumann. Drives around her left into the lane. Runner up, and it rattles through there. Rinier finds the bucket on a second straight shot. She's got 17, and here comes Sabetha. 2.5 to play. The lead is now 5 for the undefeated Cardinals. Lexi Klein, Blue Jays in a 2-3 zone. They fall back 2-3. High post, taking a look. It's Dewar up top to Klein. Left side now to Wee-Wee. Just don't give Shear any good looks against this 2-3 zone. High post shot, this one missed. No, it's in there. Wow, Dewar getting a friendly little crawl there over the front of the iron. And it stops a little mini Sabetha run, puts them up by 7. Lukert hands it to Rinier. Leah looking to attack again. Two straight baskets for her. She goes up, shot blocked out of bounds. Swatted there by Olivia Alberts. Campbell Haig comes in for the Cardinals. Sabetha will have it underneath their own goal. Sabetha needed 57 to beat Huguet. A nice backdoor cut. Shot blocked, though, from Emily Krabs. What a rejection from behind. And Brooklyn Wee-Wee got all ball. Here's a baseline drive. Haig now kicking it out. Klein on the far corner. Cheney up 7. Kick back to Shear. Steps back behind the three-point line with the dribble. In some trouble. Schumann right up in her shorts. And now it's Haig getting it up top and nobody within 10 steps of her as she holds it at the timeline. That's Stahlbaumer's defender, and the Sabetha now man-to-man. And Stahlbaumer in the lane, so allowing Campbell Haig to hold it here. Maybe they watch game film from the sub-state championship. Now they switch defensively, so Rinier comes up to guard Haig. Rinier D'd up on her. Haig hands it off to Klein. Good switch there by Sabetha. Now a foul as Schumann bumps into Klein. And this is foul number 5 on the Lady Jays. Only one foul on Cheney this half. Cameron Wessel and Abby Russell come in for the Sabetha girls with 70 seconds left here in the third quarter. Sabetha will stay man deep. Briefly went the full court press back to a 2-3, but now they're matched up again. Here's Dewar to takeaway as Mary Lukert steals the basketball. That's her second steal. Near side to Schumann. In transition, bumped and fouled by Kylie Shear. That's just the first personal on Shear, only the second foul on Cheney. And the Blue Jays with the possession down 7 with 54 seconds left here in the third quarter. Rinier to throw it in. A lot of motion. Schumann gets it near half court. Got a screen from Russell. Schumann left side. Attacks the glass. Goes up and missed it short. Rebound tipped and Cheney controls it. Brooklyn Wee-Wee now to Shear. Still 35-28. Lady Jays haven't had a lead since the first quarter early on. Dewar, now on the left side, Klein, to Shear up top. Schumann fights three the screen to get there. Now Shear off the dribble, pulls up and missed it. The rebound to Sabetha. As multiple players going for it there, it's out of bounds. And the Blue Jays have 25 seconds left here in this quarter. Emily Krebs coming back in, and for the Cardinals, Corey Lease returns. It's Lease, Haig, Shear, Dewar, and Wee-Wee for the Cardinals. 20 seconds left. Krebs blows by Wee-Wee and now kicks it up top. Here's a three by Renier. Yes! Leah Renier's come to life from behind the half moon, pumping in triples here in the state tournament. She's got 20, a four-point game, 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Deflection by Wessel. Cheney's got it, 2 seconds, a heave, and it's short. And the Blue Jays have Uncle Momentum on their sideline as they head to the huddle. And the fourth quarter coming up. They changed the score. Did they call that a two by Renier? Now it's 35 to 30. So Cheney with the lead as we head to a 1 minute timeout. One quarter to go. Live in Hutch here on KNZA.
When you need repairs on your truck or tractor, take it to Osterhaus Garage in Sabetha, your full service shop. Dennis will see that your job is done right. That is Osterhaus Garage at 914 Grant in Sabetha.
The management and employees at Extra Tech in Sabetha cheer on the Sabetha Blue Jays and congratulate them on all their hard work and dedication. Extra Tech is also proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers located in Sabetha.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAM. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke back with you. I just got the official score sheet at the end of the third quarter. It says 31 to 35. They had a three-pointer on the stat sheet for Leah Renier, but the scoreboard still says 35 to 30, and we got a foul against Cheney before the Blue Jays get it in here to start the fourth quarter. So mass confusion, not only myself, but the official score for this game at 35-31, but it's been changed. It's only a two for Leah Renier. So she's got 19 points instead of 20. Here's the Blue Jays, left side. Schumann lays it in. And no matter what, we got a one-possession game. Melinda Schumann with 8 points. It's 35-32. Shear finding a cutter to the basket, stripped out of the hands of Campbell Haig. But they call a foul on Sabetha, and that's going to be their sixth. So Cheney will be in the bonus the rest of the afternoon. It's 35-33. This is as close as Sabetha's been since it was 22-18 in the second quarter. Free throw for Haig is good. She has 7 points and has made 3 of 4 free throws. Cheney, pretty good free throw shooting team. Haig only 48% on the year, but 3 for 4 today. 2-possession lead. Bunch of dribbles. Spins it, flicks it, scores it. 8 points for Haig. 37-32. Glad I wasn't the only one that thought that was a three for Leah Renier. Let's hope it doesn't become a big difference here late. Here's Wessel handing it back to Renier. Renier, little stop and go. Right side attacks. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. Rebounded by Cheney. McCormick. And now looking ahead, it's Lexi Klein wanting to push it. Cheney in the home whites, undefeated, moving right to left. The top seed baseline jumper rattles in there by Lacey Lears. Her first points of the day. The eighth different Cardinal player to score. Here's Wessel, back to Schumann. She drives, collision with Shear, shot off the glass, no good. Sabetha attacking twice in a row. Coach Bauman wanting some fouls, called not getting them. The fouls are 6 on Sabetha, 3 on Cheney here in the second half. And we're down to 7 minutes to go. Sabetha got within 3 there, 35-32, and now 2 straight baskets by Cheney have them back up 7. Again, the Cardinal hit the deck. Shear on the left side has 13 to lead Cheney. Shear gets it to Klein. Drives around. Krebs defending. All the offense on the perimeter. Sabetha's matched up in a man-to-man. 6:35 to go. We're in the fourth. Give and go. Back to Shear to the basket. Missed a layup. Renier rebounds. And an over-the-back foul on Cheney. This one's going to go against Lears. It's her second. And now team foul number 4. Genie has four timeouts left. Sabatha coach Nate Bauman has three in his pocket as he stands next to Garrett Michael talking things over here at the right side of the scores table with Blue Jay fans behind him and Blue Jay fans across the way and the Sabatha band in a student section on this right side of the court as well. Sabatha with the ball down seven, moving left to right. Krebs, Renier, Schumann, Stahlbauer back in, Lukert out there as well. Krebs to Renier, thinking about a three, giving a little room there, defended by Albers. Now pass to Lukert, underneath but fouled, as she kind of got bailed out when she caught that ball. It was a tough catch, her momentum taking her out underneath the bucket. But she was fouled by Cheney, and Mary going to get two free throws here for the Lady Jays. Sabatha needs them all, especially with the clock stopped. Mary missed one earlier, and this one spins out of there. That one kind of sticky as it went around the rim and just would not fall. Finally rolled off the front of the rim. Second free throw for Lukert is short. Rebound, though. Schumann goes back up. Wow, she flipped it. Not even looking at the basket. Just flipped it over her back shoulder. Schumann has 10. Blue Jays get the steal. It's Schumann down by 5. Cheney with the eighth turnover. Renier up top. This one's a three. Got it! Leah Renier, 22. No doubt about that one. And this game's far from over. 5:56 to go. Timeout by the Cardinals. The senior, Schumann and Renier, the 1-2 punch. Batman and Robin are back at it again. We head to a break with Cheney now leading by just 2 points. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabatha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabatha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at sabethahospital.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
In Sabatha, quite frankly, they just refuse to lose. The Blue Jays get a bucket by Minnie Schumann on a putback, and then a steal by Schumann and a three-pointer by Leah Renier. Those 5 points make it 39-37. Full court pressure, deflection, and Schumann can't quite save it in. Cheney will have the basketball with 5:50 to go in this fourth quarter. They have three timeouts remaining, and so does Coach Bauman and the Blue Jays. 39-37 Cardinals. How will they play with a little bit of pressure? Here's Shear, left side, over Schumann. Tough shot, up and in with the left hand. Shear is the juggernaut that the Blue Jays got to overcome. She has 15, and you know the ball's going to be in that senior's hands. Backdoor cut. Lukert mishandled the pass on the floor, and it's picked up by Cheney. Sabatha with their 11th turnover. Here's Shear in transition. Guarded by Renier. Nearly poked it away. Now Shear goes to the basket, draws the foul. Shot wouldn't drop. 5:20 to go, and the lead is 4 with Shear almost automatic heading to toe the line. Sabatha, foul number 7 is personal number 2 against Leah Renier. Free throw for Shear, almost automatic. She's now got 16. That's double what any other Cheney player has in this game. Next one, good as well. 17 for Kylie Shear. Trying to win a state title with her dad. 43-37. Now Sabatha going to face a little full court pressure themselves. Emily Krebs will bring it up with Schumann. Lukert's still out there. Renier and Stahlbauer down low. Mary's got it. Stahlbauer sets the screen. Mary goes around it and flicks it up top to Renier. Leah now with 22 points. She's made 3 threes here today, more than she had all in the regular season combined. Here's Renier back to the basket, flipping it over left side. Krebs fakes the triple, kicks to Renier. Renier shoots another three, and this one is no good. Rebound, Cheney, and Shear comes out of there with it. Among the land of giants, Shear came up with the basketball, and Cheney has it with 4:45 to go. Still a two-possession game. Olivia Albers sets the screen. Here's another shot by Shear. This one is off the mark, no good, and Renier rebounds. Boy, Leah Renier just taking over this game right now for Sabatha. Dribbling up the court, weaving her way. Then the pass went off the foot of Lukert, and a foul. Is it on Lukert or is it on Cheney? Both players on the deck. Brooklyn Wee-Wee was down there trying to get it with Mary Lukert as a quick wrestling match broke out. And the foul is on Wee-Wee for Cheney. That is their sixth. So Sabatha will now be in the bonus the rest of the game. Boy, Sabatha almost lost that when the pass by Renier hit the foot of Mary Lukert, who checks out as Cameron Wessel is back in. Renier at the foul line without the dribble, in some trouble. Come help, come help. Here's Schumann down low, up with the right hand, and it's a foul as she couldn't quite get enough on it as contact came. But with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left here in regulation, Schumann to the line for the first time tonight. She's even better than Shear, 75% on the season. First of two is true. Schumann now with 11. Another double-digit game for the senior that's committed to play college volleyball next year at Kansas Wesleyan. Schumann a second free throw to pull her team within four. She missed it off to the left side, rebounded by Cheney. So one of two for Schumann. Sabatha has made 5 of 9 from the free throw line. That's the third miss already in the fourth quarter. Lukert missed a couple a moment ago. 43-38. Cheney with the lead and the basketball. They've trailed since very early in the first few minutes of this game. Sabatha had it tied at 6 about 5 minutes in. A little weave offense now as Cheney plays keep away. Both teams in the bonus. Both teams have 3 timeouts to go. Sabatha comes up to guard Shear, who takes off down the lane. Got the runner. Kylie Shear now with 19. She was born with the basketball in her hand and has her Cardinals up by 7. Here's Stahlbaumer to the far corner. Krebs. 3-point shot. Ring it up. Timeout, Lady Jays. Emily Krebs with her first points of the day. Her second three-pointer in Hutchinson this week. And the Blue Jays are still not down and out yet. 45-41. Another timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, online at popcorngifts.net. Tighten up the belt buckles, folks. 3:34 to go. We're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS in Sabatha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabatha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabatha.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke back with you. Courtside Hutchinson Sports Arena. The 3A Girls State Championship. Cheney breaks the press. They kick it to the right corner. A three by Lee. Oh, man. You're killing me, Smalls. Lee knocks down the triple, and Cheney's up by 7. Here's Renier spinning. Lost the handle. That one just slipped away from Renier, who had some turnovers early in this game. But now this one's the 12th against the Lady Jays. Sabatha with full court pressure. A long pass in. Shear got it over Krebs. 3-on-2. To the left side, and now holding the ball is Haig, and Cheney content to take it back up top. We hit the 3-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Sabatha down 7. They got it to within 2 earlier in this fourth. Another 3 by Lee. Oh, my! Ouch! The Band-Aid hurts, ripped off by Lee with back-to-back triples, and now a timeout by... No, just a foul by Cheney. Sabatha was about to call a timeout there as Cheney's gone from up by 2 to up by 10. Two huge threes by Corey Lees. She's been quiet all game, averaging 4 points a night. Schumann at the line, got the front end of a 1-1. Schumann now has 12, second free throw coming, but with 2:46 to go, Sabatha's still down 9. Schumann's second. That one's no good. Rebound, though, by Mary Lukert. Lukert dribbles out, kicks to Schumann. It's a three. It's good. Minnie Schumann with the triple. So the Blue Jays were within a couple, then down 10. That is a 4-point possession, and they're within 6. Another timeout as the Blue Jays take this one. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in regulation. It's Cheney 51 and Sabatha 45. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, your local shelter agents.
Kansaland Radio.
No doubt, state championship caliber basketball. Two of the best teams in the state battling it out. Both teams looking a little bit winded. Maybe more so Sabatha's. They haven't gone near as deep down the bench. Sabatha with full court pressure, and this ball is headed right for me at the scores table and thrown out of bounds by Cheney. That's their ninth turnover of the game. 51 to 45, and now the Blue Jays will have it as they get to throw it in. That ball went from the baseline out of bounds on the near side, so now the Blue Jays get to inbound underneath their own bucket. Prior to the timeout, Minnie Schumann hit a triple. She's got 15. Here's a tip by Shear on the inbounds, and she's going to get a wide open left side layup. Count it. Shear's got a blackjack. That's 21. It's 53 to 45. Schumann into the half court. Boy, the Blue Jays had a break but couldn't capitalize. They gave it right back. Lukert up top to Wessel, into the lane, on the floor, lost the handle. Cheney picks up the ball, and then as they tried to come to their feet, a timeout by Coach Rod Shear. He had to come clear across half court to get that timeout called. But because of that, Cheney will keep the possession. So that's two turnovers in a row by the Lady Jays after they had made it a 51-45 score and a timeout with 2:40 to go. The first turnover led to a breakaway layup for Kylie Shear. And now this turnover takes us to a timeout. With 2:18 left here in the contest, we're going to keep it right here. It's our final basketball game broadcast this season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tough losses for Valley Heights last night on a buzzer beater at the 2A Girls State Tournament in Manhattan. Tough loss for the D-West girls in Dodge City two nights ago in their semifinal, as they had a lead most of the night but lost it in the fourth quarter and fell to Norwich. So the only area team in Northeast Kansas in a state title game is the Sabatha Lady Blue Jays. Leah Rinier comes over. She's tapping the tail of Cameron Wessel saying, come on. Now Emily Krebs and Mary Luker join that huddle. And you can tell these Sabatha girls got some bite left in them. The 3A state volleyball champions got it done here in Hutch, but now got to come from eight down in the final 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Full court pressure. Sabatha with eight team fouls and tripped up and fouled is hitting the floor. Dribbling is Lexi Klein. She's a 73% free throw shooter that will have her first attempt of the game coming up. It'll be a 1-1. Minnie Schumann looking up into the crowd there to the corner of the gym as she bites some nails on her left hand. She's come to life with 9 of her 15 points here in the fourth quarter. 1-1 for Lexi Klein. Big free throw here on the way, and no good. Sabatha rebounds as Schumann gets it. Cut into this 8-point deficit. Here comes Schumann. Rinier sets the screen. Schumann now leaves it for Leah. Leah, crossover, into the lane, spins. 360, puts up the shot. No, but did draw the foul. And she'll have to earn a couple points heading to the stripe. That is team foul number 8 on Cheney. But two free throws. Sabatha has Emily Krebs and Nicole Stahlbomber each with 3, but no player with more than 3 fouls in this game. This is the third on Campbell Haig of Cheney. Excuse me, that was their 9th team foul. Rinier's first of 2 free throws rattled in there. Leah Rinier now with 23 points. Questionable on point number 24, but they called it a 2 instead of a 3 at the end of the third quarter. Here's a shot that is good again. Rinier sinks them both. And it's 53-47. Sabatha needs a stop. Under 2 minutes to go, and a little hand check foul there on Leah Rinier. And this is going to be another 1-1. They foul Haig, who's under 50% on the year, but made 4 of 5 this afternoon. if Cheney can flub up another front end 1-1. Blue Jays trying to get their hands in the cookie jar, but being caught here in the fourth quarter, unable to get any steals at the full court press. Campbell Hegg's front end free throw's good. She'll get the bonus, and what a night for that sophomore. She's now got 9 points, more than double her average. Had 5 against Frontenac on Thursday. Makes it a 3-possession lead. Second free throw is no good. Bounced on the rim a few times, and here comes Sabatha down 7. Minute 55 to go. Pass ahead to Krebs. Fakes the 3, drives baseline. It was poked out of bounds by Brooklyn Wee-Wee, and the Blue Jays will keep it. That last name spelled W-E-W-E for those curious at home. A minute 51 left in this game. Melinda Schumann gets it in, right wing, Krebs. Krebs couldn't drive. Now Renier skips the pass. Lukert, an open 3, far corner. You betcha! Mary Lukert with a 3-point shot, and the Blue Jays are within 4. 54-50 with a minute 40 to go. Full court pressure. Shear in some trouble. Double teamed without the dribble. Calling, begging for a timeout, and will be granted a timeout. And this means that both teams have only one timeout remaining. And we have 92 seconds left in regulation. A big triple by Miss Mary Lukert, the Sabatha sophomore. It's 54-50. Cheney still on top. And we're back for the finish of the 3A Girls State Championship after this, a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
B&K Service in Sabatha wants to help you maintain your vehicle at its highest level of performance. Find out the many ways at their easy-to-navigate website, cktireservice.com. Real pricing on name-brand tires are at your fingertips. View current promotions for more savings and request a quote. All services are listed for your convenience at cktireservice.com. Schedule your appointment online or call 284-2694. That's 284-2694. B&K Service on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha, helping you get there safely.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, another timeout, and Cheney now has 0 timeouts remaining. Welcome back here to Hutch. We'll keep it here. Brian Hurt, our studio engineer. Justin Cook with you courtside, and now the Cardinals are out of timeouts. They could not get the ball inbounded out of the previous timeout call. They have Kylie Shear as the inbounder. You'd think maybe they want it in her hands as a point guard and ball handler, but maybe they trust her decision-making against this full-court Sabatha press. Now the Blue Jays have the only timeout left in this contest. It's 54-50. The possession arrow belongs to Sabatha, but the basketball belongs to Cheney, so a jump ball can boom pretty largely here in the final 92 seconds. Two fingers up. Two others taped there on the left hand of Leah Renier. Cheney's got to get it in, and this time now they're going to have Lexi Klein try to inbound. Shear's going to come from half court to try to get it against the Sabatha pressure. Sabatha switching on the screens. Cheney can't get it in. Now they lob it to Shear in front of the Blue Jay bench. Huge collision. That easily could have been a charge. Coach Bauman biting his tongue, holding his breath, and now just shakes his head no as over to defend came Emily Krebs, and he just got knocked to the ground. It's personal number 4 now on Krebs. And the last 1-1 here for Cheney, Kylie Shear at the line, who's 5-for-5. Free throw good. Not who Sabatha would like to have at the stripe. Shear now at 22. That's why I was surprised she was the one inbounding on the previous possession before the timeout. Makes it a 5-point game. Second free throw perfect. 6-point game. Shear's got 23 and has made 7 of 7 free throws. A defensive substitution is Bryn McCormick. The former Scott City Beaver comes in here for the Cardinals, who will apply a little token full court pressure themselves. 56-50. Sabatha is still a 2-possession game. Renier up the court, blows by the defender, kicks it out to Wessel, didn't even look for the shot. Now Lukert lost the handle, but she's fouled. Both teams are in the double bonus. So Lukert going to get 2 free throws. She's 0-for-3 at the line. 2 misses earlier in the fourth quarter, but she hit a huge triple to make it a 54-50 game at the 1 minute and 40 second mark. Sabatha's now made 8 threes today, and Lukert makes this free throw. You got to have him now. One more coming for Mary, averaging 7 a game. The sophomore off the bench part of the volleyball team, and won a cross-country regional title earlier on that day before competing with Sabetha State Volleyball. Misses the second free throw. Lead for Cheney is 5, and Klein gets it ahead. Here's McCormick stopping, shooting, left block, bench shot, and oh, it fit on the rim and then fell in. McCormick's got 5, a big shot, makes it 58-51. I'm even surprised Cheney shot in transition. Here's a 3 by Renier, long and short. And off the rim, it wouldn't go. Now Cheney lobs it ahead, and Shears plowed into here at half court as Campbell Haig got the pass ahead. Leah Renier apologizing to Kylie Shears. Going to go back to the free throw line. Leah Renier, I think, just picked up her third, but missed a three-point shot there. And now with Cheney making some free throws, this game is feeling a little more in jeopardy for the visiting team from Nemaha County. And with Shear at the free throw line, it's tough to stop this train. Shear makes yet another one. Now an 8-point lead. Shear has 24 points. Next free throw for the Southpaw. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 60-51. Sabetha doesn't have to have a three, but they need a pretty quick shot here. Krebs drives, gives it to Renier. Renier takes a step. Now long pass, stolen away by Shear. Sabetha's 14th turnover. Kylie Shear in backcourt, wants to keep it, picks up the dribble, now finds Klein. Klein gets rid of it to Lees. It's keep away, and with 34 seconds remaining, Wessel will foul Corey Lees. Remember, Lees hit back-to-back triples to put Cheney ahead 51-41 earlier in this fourth quarter. Boy, both teams lighten up the scoreboard in the final 8 minutes. And the free throw no good for Lees, her first attempt tonight. One more coming. She has 9 points on 3 threes here today. Trying to make the lead double digits and missed them both. 34 seconds left. Sabetha's got to hurry. Wessel finds Schumann, who turns and fires a 3-point shot and hit it. And Sabetha will take their final timeout. 18 now for Melina Schumann, who's made 4 threes for the second game in a row here at State in Hutchinson. Leah Renier has made 2 3-pointers in this contest. Krebs and Lukert have each made 3-point shots as well. And now, Sabetha's made 5 triples already here in this fourth quarter. Sabetha has scored 24 points in the fourth quarter, but still trail by 6. Because Cheney has scored 25 points in this fourth quarter with 26 seconds to go. It is 60-54. Sabetha scoring well above their season average in these two games at the state tournament. Knew they would have to do it against the likes of Yucatan and Cheney. Sabetha beat 2 ranked teams in their home sub-state, beat a ranked Yucatan squad, and now running up against the number one team in the state title game this afternoon. Down 6. Schumann clapping her hands. High five for Renier, high five for Krebs, and these 5 girls on the court might be the only 5 that aren't twinging right now, thinking that this game is close to going the way of the Cardinals. They'll defend, but Cheney gets it in. They find Shear, who's double-teamed, gets rid of it to Klein. Foul her. No, it's right back to Shear. Long skip pass to Wee-Wee. Foul her. No, they get rid of it again, and then throw it away. With a pass by Lexi Klein, airmailed, clear up the court like a one-handed baseball throw, and straight out of bounds. Turnover number 10 against Cheney, but time is of the essence. Sabetha down 6 with 16 seconds to go. Lukert into the half court to Renier. Renier stops and pops. This is going to be half of it. No, it's long. Rebound by Schumann. Dribbles out behind the 3-point line. Fire. Shot blocked. Rebounded by Shear of Cheney with 4 seconds left. Now Shear pulls away, and the Cheney Cardinals have a state championship for just the second time in girls basketball history. Shear wins one with her dad. And has a big hug for Minnie Schumann, and these Blue Jay girls are smiling. There's no tears, folks. They gave it their all. They battled the undefeated number one ranked Cardinals. They made them work for it, and Sabetha played outstanding championship caliber basketball. But today, it just wasn't quite enough as the Blue Jays fall by 6 and end their season as state runners up, just as they did their previous tournament appearance in 2016. Sabetha goes 23-3, and the hug and the embrace And the tears are flowing right now as Shear and her father, Rod, the head coach, embrace in a long hug amongst the Cardinal huddle. Coach Bauman fighting back some tears as he walks down the line and congratulates each one of his girls one by one, including four girls that helped Sabatha to the state volleyball championship. Schumann and Renier at the front of that Sabatha group right now. And Schumann pushing Nate Bauman a little bit here. Schumann and Renier are smiling. Again, the season they put together, what they accomplished, the way they fought and battled, and those two seniors willing the way again here today as Schumann scores 18 and Leah Renier had 24. But just not quite enough as the Blue Jays step forward. A handful of five Sabatha seniors and a big smile for Minnie Schumann as she takes the trophy and Leah Renier helps her hoist it high and add another trophy case because more hardware is coming back to Sabatha High School. The championship trophy goes to Cheney. The final score, 60-54, and our postgame is coming up. Stay with us live from Hutch on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Main Street Auto Supply in Sabatha takes pride in being your locally owned supply store for all your auto parts needs. Competitive pricing and personal service are always a priority at Main Street Auto Supply. Stop in and see Miles and let him help you find what you need. Or if it's not in stock, he can get it right away for you. Main Street Auto Supply, 810 Main Street in downtown Sabatha. Open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays and Saturdays until noon.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabatha, Kansas.
A line of credit can make a critical difference in running of a farm or ranch. Hi, this is Mick at Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. Planting time is a small window of opportunity that can easily be ruined by equipment failure. You simply don't have time to apply for and wait for financing. But with a line of credit at Citizen State Bank at your disposal, repairing or replacing that equipment is much easier. Come see Randy Fee, Dell Elfner, or Luke Moore today, and they will get you started on your ag line of credit. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Justin Fluke with you. The girls' high school basketball season has officially come to an end. The Big 7 represented in the state title game for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Certainly had a chance with Nemaha Central last year before things got halted in the semifinals because of COVID. All the individual medals and team trophies have been handed out. It's picture time here in Hutchinson as Cheney defeats Sabatha in this girls 3A championship game 60-54. It was an uphill battle for the Blue Jays the entire game against Cheney that caps an undefeated 26-0 high school basketball season, winning their second ever state championship, the last one coming in 2010. And Rod Shear wins one with his senior daughter here today. But Cheney led 11-6 at the end of one quarter. They were up 29-20 at halftime, only led by five coming into the fourth quarter. And these two teams put on a show. In the final 8 minutes, we had 49 total points. Cheney got 25 and Sabatha got 24. And the Blue Jays fall by 6 points here today, but boy, did Sabatha battle back. They were down 12 in the third quarter, 33-21, but cut it to 5. We thought they cut it to 4, but it was called a 2 instead of a 3 by Leah Renier there at the end of that third quarter. Doesn't end up mattering. Sabatha made 8 3-pointers tonight. Leah Renier had 3 of those and finishes with 7 three-pointers in her senior season, but of those 7 three-pointers, 5 of them coming on the 2 games here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Boy, did she shine on the big stage. And if Benedictine wasn't wanting to wrap her up a scholarship offer, boy, there's some other teams that might be giving Leah Renier a call here in the next weeks, because she was phenomenal, uncommitted and undecided on her future, but would like to play some college basketball. And Leah Renier helping get Sabetha back in it. They were down only by 2, 39-37. As it turned out, that was as close as they got with 5 minutes and 56 seconds left to go in this game. It was a 2-point contest. And Sabetha got it to within 4 then at the 1 minute and 40-second mark on a 3-pointer by Mary Lukert. That made it 54-50. A few minutes later, Cheney just kept hitting their free throws. In fact, they ended the game by making 7 of their last 9 free throws here in the fourth quarter. And for the game, Cheney makes 17 of 23 free throws. That is a clip of 74% free throw shooting in this game. And it compares to Sabetha that ended up just 10 of 19 from the free throw line, 52% here for the Blue Jays today. Sabetha shot it about equally well. Both teams actually shot 41%. Sabetha was 18 of 44 in this game, and Cheney was 18 of 43. So Cheney attempted one less shot, but both teams made the same number of shots. The difference is 7 more free throws made by Cheney and 1 more 3-pointer made by Sabetha. The Blue Jays get 6 of their 8 3-point baskets here in the second half, but again, it falls 6 points shy. Let's check the final statistics of this ball game. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. More than just handling your tax return and tax preparation that's offered throughout the year, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. That is the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service. See Mike Tanking and Kay on there in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. We're not going to do any post-game interviews today, as I'm going to give Coach Bauman and the Sabetha girls a chance to go enjoy this. Sabetha's 5 seniors. We've talked a lot about Melina Schumann and Leah Renier, but also a part of the state volleyball championship team, Cameron Wessel, and the other seniors for Sabetha, Abby Russell and Nicole Stahlbaumer, who played key roles here again in Hutchinson today. It's Sabetha girls in their season at 23 wins and 3 losses. The Sabetha final stats go like this. Leah Renier with 24 points in the contest, 18 for Melina Schumann. Mary Lukert scored 6. Nicole Stahlbaumer and Emily Krebs each had 3, but that's the total of 54, as just 5 girls scored for Sabetha here today. For Cheney, that maybe helped them a little bit, especially in the closing minutes, as they played 10 and they ended up with 8 different girls scoring. They were led by their senior star and perhaps a 3-time Class 3A State Basketball Player of the Year. She's won it the last 2 years as a sophomore and a junior, and the senior goes out in style with 25 here today, including a perfect 9 of 9 from the free throw line, 6 late ones for helping Cheney protect that lead and win by 6. After Shears 25 points, it was Campbell Haig scoring 9. Corey Lees had 9 on 3 threes and 2 big ones there on back-to-back possessions for the Cardinals in the fourth quarter. Bryn McCormick scored 5 points in this game. Leah Durr had 4. It was 3 points for Brooklyn Wee-Wee and 3 for Lexi Klein and 2 for Lacey Lears to round out the Cheney scoring. One thing that Sabetha will probably look at a little bit on the final stat sheet, besides maybe free throws, and I don't even really look at that much because a lot of those were just Cheney getting free throws in the final seconds here when this game was kind of decided and Sabetha had to foul to try to get the ball back and catch up. But the biggest difference, I feel like, probably turnovers. Sabetha ends up with 15 turnovers in this game, and Cheney only had 10. So, you know, 5 possessions that the Blue Jays kind of gave away there. I think 15 is a few more turnovers than Nate Bauman would have liked to see for his team here this evening. Sabetha actually out-rebounded Cheney as the game went on. They got a lot better. They ended up with 34 total rebounds, and Cheney had 7. A couple other stat lines for Sabetha, as they had 3 assists for Minnie Schumann, closing out her basketball career, and 9 rebounds. So how about this line? Minnie Schumann started this game 1 of 10 from the field, but she finished strong. She got 12 of her 18 points in the fourth quarter and had 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals to go along with her stat line. Leah Rinier, 24 points, 5 rebounds. She had 2 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal for Sabetha as well. But Cheney gets the victory here today, 60-54. Sabetha denied a third state title in girls basketball, but another runner-up finish as they did back in 2016. They've placed second now a few times here at the state tournament, and the Blue Jays will try to reload again next year. This is a Sabetha program, folks, that has 13 years in a row produced a winning record in girls basketball. Nate Bauman, now 42 wins and 7 losses with the defeat here today to Cheney in his 2 years as head coach after taking over as a longtime assistant under Coach Alex McAfee. And the Sabetha girls, again, end up 23-3. Cheney wins it 60-54. The Cardinals, state champs for the second time in school history. They are 26-0 with the title going back to Cheney High School. Well, it's been a great basketball season, folks, in November. I don't know how many of us felt real confident about how many games and how many teams would have a chance to get 10, 15, maybe, you know, is it possible we could actually play a 20-game regular high school basketball season? Well, it wasn't easy. We had some COVID cases and some quarantines and some makeups and a brutally cold couple weeks and a few postponements along the way, but the majority of the teams got the majority of their games in. And I think that is no doubt a success for how the community, especially the fans not being allowed early on in this high school basketball season, not what a lot of people wanted, but certainly respected it, lived through it, allowed the process to kind of unfold, and in the end able to enjoy the games in the second half of the season and when they really mattered, and were able to finish the postseason for winter sports at the high school level here this year. I appreciate Brian Hurt, our studio engineer, and all of our great team of board engineers that have been helping us through a very busy and crazy high school basketball season. Certainly thanks to our sponsors and you, the listeners, for the passion and making it all enjoyable for us to bring you the live play-by-play action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We will move to spring as the Sabetha girls fall again to Cheney 60-54 here in the 3A Girls State Championship in Hutchinson. It's been my pleasure. This is Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Live from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.